Okay, let's begin Shviyas Daf Pehe. Shviyas Daf Pehe, we are on the top of Pehe Amar Aleph, up to the Mishnah, as we continue with all these Mishnayas relating to Shvitas Ksafim. In this last parak of Masechah Shviyas, the last 3 days, here we have in Masechah Shviyas. Says the Mishnah, right, we just had some details about Muktam and Mu'uchar, which the Gemara will B'ezras Hashem get back to. And today we have some basic Yesodos of Shmitas Ksafim. So we spoke about Muktam and Mu'uchar, a flip when it comes to Prizbal and when it comes to Shtaros. We'll get back to that Hashem today when the Gemara talks about it. But let's start with what we have on top. Ein Kosrim Prizbal Ela Ala Karka. Prizbal is only written Ala Karka. That means the Lova has to have Karka. If the lova, the borrower, has no karka, then Chazal did not institute prizbal. So why is that? Why does it have to have? Why does the lova have to have karka? So machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say that because we want the way part of the prizbal works is that ki'ilu, it's collected already. Ki'ilu is collected. Remember the whole isser of collecting alone is lo yigos. One is not allowed to go and collect. So if it's collected already, halachically, so then there's no iser. That's what we said about malva ala mashkon. We said that in the first mission in the parak. If there's a collateral, it's ki'ilu, I kind of have it semi-collected already, if I'm holding your collateral, holding your security. So too, if there is karka, if the lova has karka, the malva has a lien on the karka, what's called shibudim, has a connection to the karka. There's even a lashon of the ritva in Kiddushin that you says shibud is a mixas kinyan, right? It's a partial kinyan because that's designated all your stuff I have a mixas kinyan too, so to speak. That's a big topic by itself. But because of that, I can look at it. If you have karka, I can look at it as if it's semi-collected. And therefore, when I give it to Bezdin, so it's kind of semi-collected for sure, because they're a stronger hand, and therefore that's how Prizbal works. So that's how most Rishonim say. If you look at the Ma'ara Folda, he quotes that here, Az Chashiv Achov Kigavui LeBezdin Velo Karina Belo Yigos. Right? It's not called don't go and collect, because after all, it's semi-collected already. Rashi and Gittin, Rashi quotes a different shot. All the Rishonim quote this Rashi, but Rashi quotes there, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky right here quotes the Rashi, after quoting the Deya of other Rishonim. Kasu Ksasman Rishonim Mishun the Kishish Lakarka Khashav Kigavu Yatzal Bestin. Velukarini Belo Yigos Ukimilva Alamashkon Dami. It's like a Milva Alamashkon. Verashi Kasav Delo Tikra Chacham and Prizbal Elba Milsa de Shricha. Shein Derek La Halvos El Kishish Lololove Karka. It's common, if I'm giving a loan, I'm only going to give a loan to people. A, most people have parcels of land. And number two, for sure, if I give you a loan, I'm going to want to get paid back. So part of the security that I know you'll pay me back is that you have karka. And if that's true, so then I'm more comfortable, and that's why it is shchiach. And Chazal only instituted this din of prizbal by a milsa de shchiach, not a milsa de lo shchiach, right? Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be rabbanan. Right, that is that's the rule. And this machlokas is also quoted by the Rashba, there in Gittin Lamed Zayin, and all of those dafim are all about Shmitas Ksafim in Prizbal. Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, all those dafim in Gittin. So the Rashba quotes, Pirish Rashi, Tlo Tikin Hillel Albazman Shachov, Kishar Shtari Chov, Shenivim, Menakarka, Dave Mosad the Shricha, the Mosad the Shlo Shricha, Lo Ovid Rabbanan Takanta. Viava Bishin Oshava Kachala Chov, even if the Karka is not parallel to the entire chov, like we had the mashkon. Even if the mashkon is not parallel to the entire chov, it is still good. Okay, and then he quotes the Rashbam, other pshatim. But that's number one. Number two, then the Gemara says, what happens if the lova has no karka? The lova has no karka, so what? He's not going to be able to collect his money. So the Mishnah says, im ein lo mizakehu betoch sadeo kol shu. The malve could be mizake a piece of land to the lova. I want to be able to collect my loan. You have no land. I want to write a prizbal, so I'll give you a piece of land. You're not around. I'll give it to you. Zachal adam shlobafanov. I'll get my neighbor. I'll do you a great tova, right? I'll give you a piece of land. What could be better than that? And through giving you that piece of land, I'll collect my 500 million shekel from you. But that's a schuz. I'm giving you the land. Says the Pnei Moshe. Says the Pnei Moshe on this first skinny line. V'yavagav dechovu lamalve. The love. What is this? Is good for him? This is terrible for him. If he wouldn't have a piece of land, then he wouldn't have to pay back, because you wouldn't be able to write a prizbal. But now that he has a little piece of land, so now you can write a prizbal and collect, says the Pnei Moshe, takonas chachamim hu, dekaldu kosrim prizbal. Chachamim say that, no, even if you have a little bit, chazal or misakin, this is part of the takana, sounds like. It's part of the takana that if the person doesn't have part of the kind of prisbal, is that if you don't have land, I can give you some land. Sounds like, technically, is that, it should say, you should say that you can't give the land. Because, after all, it's bad for you. Right? Zachal adam shlo b'fanav, ve'ein chavin lo adam elo b'fanav. So if you're not around and I want to give you, what if you're screaming, I don't want a piece of land? Because I don't want you to run a, I don't want a piece of land. So it sounds like technically it shouldn't work, but part of the takana prizbal is that I could be mezaki you the piece of land. Takanas chachamim tekodu kosim prizbal. If you look in the Ron and Gittin, says there on this on these sugyas, and again that's with the Gemara says inkos and prizbal al karka. That's the Gemara. Mish karka lalove. The Ron explains to lo tukin hilal al bezvan shachov kishar rov shtaros she nigvim in a karka da milsa de shchicha. Right, that's the that like what Rashi says, and then he quotes Avol b'mkom shvias a cover ben Shimshon hanotavim shadas chashiv kachov kigavi biad bezdin. Right, the 2 days that we just had, and then the Ron says umistafra de ma'ida amrina mizakeo b'sadeo kol shu, that which it says there as. Remember what it says in the Mishnah, that you can be mezake v'love in a piece of land, shim hayasham v'tzaveach lo mahani. So maybe you should say, if the love is screaming, I don't want a piece of land. It's not a good thing for me. It's not as close for me. So maybe it doesn't help. She'ein adam zoche balkarcho. A person can't be zoche something balkarcho. Right? I can't take something against my will. So therefore, maybe you'd say, that if it's a real chov and the guy is screaming, or maybe even if you know he would be screaming, maybe you can't do it. Umihu imlo ayasham mashma demahani. But if he's not there, you can do it. What do you mean? If you know, maybe it'll be bad for him. Umikan nirali, says the Ron. Demai dekayim alon zachal alam shlova fun of kol shahadavar ba'atzmo zchus afal pisha nimshach vimenu chov shu yeser ala zchus zacha vikana. Says the Ron, you look at zechus and chov in very narrow terms. Is it a zechus to get a piece of land? Sure it is. It just so happens that if I have a piece of land, you're going to be able to write a prizbal. I don't look at that. I just look at the, you know, with narrow glasses, and this is a zechus. It's a zechus to get stuff. As long as it's not dangerous, or it's a zechus to get land. So therefore, the Ron says, you can look at this as a zechus, right? Because what's the Ron bothered by? You might see in the bigger picture, this is not a zechus. So even if the guy's not screaming about it, you should say, this is a chov, because now he's going to have to pay his loan, and it's bad. So the Ron says, you don't look at it like that. If the guy is there screaming, then the Ron says, I guess you don't have a choice. Against that other pshat of that, maybe it's against your will. It's part of the Takana Prizbal. But that's what the Ron says. Tahacha kishizemizakeo lebakarka kol shu mischayevu bikach shen shi esbashem etes chobo. Vefilo achi eminan demani. El de efshar lidchos velo mar sha'av zemi kuli prizbal. He says at the end. Maybe this is part of the Takana Prizbal. Maybe it's part of it that you look at it like that. Okay, either way, fascinating discussion about how do you define schus and chova. Do you look at it in the narrow sense? Is it objectively a schus or a chova? Or do you look at it in this case as really going to be worse for him, and therefore it is called a chov? So that's the first line of the Mishnah here. You have to have karka, and if you don't have karka, you can be mizakit. It could be related. I'm not saying it is, but it could be related how you look at this issue of schus and chova to this big sugya of the Rishonim, and that's the relationship between zechiyah and shlichus. Zechiyah mitam shlichus, or zechiyah la mitam shlichus. Mezer machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos versus all the Chachmei Svarad, except the Ron, because the Ron jumps ship and holds like Rashi and Tosfos, whether there's a relationship between zechiyah, which means I do something for you without your asking me, and shlichus, where you ask me to do something, and I'm your shliach. Is there a relationship between those two halachic principles? Is zechiyah just shlichus without a minui, without an appointment of the shliach? That's how some Rishonim view it. Zechiyah and shlichus are basically the same thing. It's just that one's with a minui, one's without a minui. Or do you say, no, it's two totally different, they're similar, but they're two different mechanisms in halacha. If you look at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, the Gemara there talks about how Bnei Yisrael were zoche to Eretz Yisrael. The Nesiim each received a portion of the land of Israel on behalf of all the Shvatim. Each one got it for his Shevet. So how do we view that? So the Gemara has three different deis. Shlichus, Zechiyah, Aputrapus. Sounds like three separate stages on that daf. That's where the Rishonim discusses. Zechiyah mitam, among other places. But Zechiyah mitam shlichus sounds like, Pashup Shad of that Gemara is that it's not related. It's three separate stages of the Gemara. Zechiyah, shlichus, apuchapus. Right? You have to reread that according to the Rishonim that connect the two. Okay. But maybe that's related to our sugya. The more, if you say it's related to shlichus, then for sure, maybe you look at it in the bigger picture, and he wouldn't make you a shliach for this. So maybe, you know, if you're in the bigger picture, you can. But maybe it's, if it's separate, maybe you just look at the schus and chova formally, in a more narrow sense. Maybe, maybe not. Says the Mishnah. Hai salos are the mumushkenes, but yeah, what if I have no land, of my own right now, but I have a piece of land that I gave as a mashkon to someone else? So is that good enough to say I have a piece of land? Yes. Kosan ala prisbal, that's good enough to write a prisbal. Rabbi Chutzpis, I don't know how many times Rabbi Chutzpis makes it into the Mishnah. Rabbi Chutzpis, Omer, kosvin la'adam al nechse ishto. If somebody's wife has land, so that's good enough. If I have certain rights, right? If I have nechse malug, remember the two types of properties that a woman brings into the marriage. Nechse malug, nechse tzon barzel. Nechse malug belongs to the wife, but the husband has, what is malug? Literally, maliga means plucking. If you pluck out feathers of a chicken, it's called maliga. So I could pluck out the fruit. My wife owns the land, and I could pluck the fruit off the tree. She has the kinyan karka, and I have kinyan pears. That's good enough. That's good enough for prisbal. I have something. So you can write a prisbal for a person on nechse ishto. Uli yisomim on nechse apotropin. And if yisomim have their agent, their representative, their apotropis has land that that he borrowed money for the tzorach of the Yisomim, and there's land there, so that is also good enough, because he's the backup. He's the backup of the Yisomim. Good. Kaveres Dvorim. What about a big beehive? Kaveres Dvorim. It seems to be more common. This comes up often in Mishnayos. This big beehive that looks like a barrel, but it's on the ground. So, is that called karka for Shemitas Ksafim, for Prisbal? Is that good enough? I have no land, I just have a beehive. That's this big item that's connected to the land. So, once we talk about Hilchah Shemitah, so we throw in a couple of other halachas, that it makes a difference whether it's considered land or not. Kaveres Devorim. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Harayuka Karka. Yes! Blada says, it is not only Mechubra Lekarka, it is called Karka for this halacha. And therefore, you can write a prisbal if the lova has a beehive. V'kozman ala prisbal, v'ena mekabalas tuma, bimkoma. And also, as long as it's in its spot on the ground, it's considered mechubra lekarka, karka, and it is not mekabal tuma. It is not called a kli, even if it was a kli before you put it there, but it is called a kli if it's connected. By the way, the Marafolda points out, we're not talking about a beehive that's on a platform or on pegs, because that's not mechubra lekarka. That's for sure a kli. That's for sure a kli. Imi munachas al gabe yesedos hakol modim she'ena kakarka ela katalish. Lo nechlegu elek shimunachas al hakarka ve'ena mechuberes. The machlokas here is going to be if it's mamish on the karka. It's on the ground. This huge beehive looking item. So it's avakabotuma bim koma while it's attached. V'harod menem b'shabes chayev. And if you take out some of the honeycomb on Shabbos, that is an isur daraisa of kotzer, because it's considered connected to the ground, and therefore it says, you know, you look at it as if mechubra lekarka, anything mechubra lekarka. If I have a fruit that grows, if I detach that on Shabbos, that is harvesting the nesod arayis of kotzer. So here, harod mimenu, right? You view the honey and the honeycombs as if it is, they are attached to the ground, and therefore that would be a iser, right? The Penei Moshe says, harod mimenu dvash. If you take out honey on Shabbos, chayiv kiddarish b'gemara, as the Gemara is going to say by Hashem on tomorrow's daf, yar is dvash, ma yar hatolish ben of Shabbos chayiv, af dvash ben of Shabbos chayiv. So we compare, right, taking the honey out, it is considered connected. So for those three halachas, right, we considered a honeycomb like karka. You could write a prisbal, it's not makabal tuma, and it's considered mechubar for Hilcha Shabbos. The Chacham Omer, they argue by all three. Einik a karka, it's not like karka. It's not good enough for prisbal. Not good enough for prisbal, and they call it another prisbal. The mekabelas tuma bimkoma. It is mekabel tuma. It's still called a kli. And if you take anything, if you detach honey on Shabbos, it is pater. So in all three halachas, consistency. The chachamim say it's not called karka, and Rebbe Elazar says it is called karka. Good. Okay, ABCs of Shemitas Ksafim. Hamachzir chov b'shvias. I go over to a malveh. This doesn't mean during Shvias, because most Rishonim say Shemitah is only affects the loans at the end of Shemitah. But Bishvius, at a time when Shemitah is Noheg, right? That's Bishvius here. At a time when Shemitah is Noheg, you go over to someone after Shemitah, and you say, I want to return my loan. You start to give Amar lo, Mishametani. The Malva has a chiyuv to say, I hereby declare the loan non-collectible. Mishametani. You don't have to pay me. Imam lo afal pikein, yikabal himenu. If he says, it doesn't matter, I want to pay you anyway, you're allowed to accept it. Yikabal himenu, shenemar v'zeh dvar shmita. This is the dvar. You have to say it once. Dibor. You have to say it once. Once you say it once, then you can accept it if he says, I want to pay anyway. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daflam Mezayin, it should be given though, when he says, it's like, okay, I want to give it to you anyway as a loan. As a matana. It shouldn't be given as a loan because the loan, it really disappears. But that is the Gemara and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita as well. That should be given as a matana. This line of the Yireyim is what drove him. Remember we spoke about this Yireyim in the introduction to this parak. It's known as the machlokas between the Yireyim and the Mordechai. The Yireyim and the Mordechai relating to are the loans automatically undone even if I want to collect it? There's no loan for me to collect because the Torah says it's undone. Or do I have a chiyuv to say it is not collectible? Right, I do not collect the loans. Do I have a chiyuv to say that? So the Yireyim says it's only if you say it. The loan exists until you say it. Then he gets it from this line. I go over and I say I want to repay you. So what does the guy say? The guy says no, there's no such loan. No, it doesn't say that. The guy says I hereby declare it. Mishametani says the Yireyim. You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like that there has to be human involvement in getting rid of this loan. Yes, you're right that the guy could bring you to Beis Din and force you to say this, but you need to say it. That's the Yireyim. Here, I have it here in, what os is this? Kuf Samach Dalet. Kuf Samach, under, the Yireyim is a Monia Mitzvahs. It's a Minyan Mitzvahs. Just like the Smag and the Smak and the Rambam and the Chinuch and Bahag earlier. So in Kuf Samach Dalet, the Yireyim has, in Averis called Isure Mamon, right? He has different categories of Averis. So he says, V'chosh Avar Lav Shvius, Eina Rashai Love La'akvo, if a chov, Peh Shvius, the love is not allowed to keep it. Ela Alpi Malve, Shekoz Man Shelo Hishmitu HaMalve Chayiv Lefroa. Wow. As long as the Malve has not declared it uncollectible, he has a chiv to pay it. Ela love yasmin malve ledin sheyashmit lo chovo. But the malve is allowed to bring the love to the bezdin. Bezdin, could you please force him to say mishametani? Kasher tziva hayotzer. U bezdin yichayvu the malve lomer mashmitani. Kasher tzivo chachamim. Kiditznan bisov shviyis. Amachso shov bechob shviyis. Tzorach shiyomar mishametani. Vimarva piken yikabal imenu. Vimena rotza malve lomer mishametani. And he doesn't want to say mishametani. Yichveo bezdin. Bezdin will force him. As we know, Bezdin forced him to do any mitzvah saseh. Kedetanya, like it says in Ksubis, Peivav, a priest pacho mitzvah, shehi e lo boy lemevin mitzvah, my, amalei, it says lo saseh mitzvah saseh, amru lo asi sukkah ve lulav enin oseh, machanoso, achateche nafsho. Amazing, that's what the Yireyim says. And the Mordechai, and most other Rishonim, Mordechai and Shinpei here in Gittin says, what are you talking about? That's not true. The Torah says that this is what should be done, but of course he cannot collect it, even if it is not done. Shal Rabbeinu Chizkiya l'Rabbeinu Avigdar Kohen. This is from Rabbeinu Avigdar. Li I'm Shin Pei in the Mordechai. Li bi Nokfi v'nistapakti al ma'aseh be'echad shalosh chaveru b'kvar shevashanim v'yata tovo v'umeshiv ki kvar shmita hishmitzo v'amar. Maybe because he didn't say Mishametani in one Shemitah, maybe he has until the next 7 years. He's still able to collect it. Says the Mordechai, Shvius is an uprooting of the king. Afkata de Malka. Avagav de lo amar Mishametani, even if he didn't say it. Even if he didn't say it, v'zu heishiv le'inyan hashmatas k'safim, kibalti shashvias mishametas me'eleha, by itself, avo v'shalo amar mishametani, ela mitzvahu deramye alei ba'amira, dechsiv zer shvar hashmita. Right? So you got to work that out a little bit. If it's what the Torah says automatically, so what do I even have to say Meshamitani? What is that whole ceremony? You have to go, I want to pay back. No, Meshamitani. So Mikal Makom in Bala Haksir, Mosai Shvias, Balashana Maksir, Khoba Shvias, Olam Shamitani, Avalam Lo Bala Haksir, Ain't Sura Klum, the Shamut Va Omeidu. Shamut Va Omeid, right? It's already Shamut, right? And therefore, says the Mordechai, unlike the Yireim. This is known as that machlokas from the Mordechai and the Yireim, right here. Let's continue. So says the Gemara Kayosebo. There's something similar here about a declaration. Rotzeach Shiro Galalir Miklato. Seems like something totally different, but the Gemara relates it. A Rotzeach, somebody killed Beshogi, goes to near Miklat. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, you moved in, right? We want to welcome you. We send you a care package from the shul, and we give you the aliyah, and we sing for you because you moved to this place. But you have a chiyuv to say, I'm here because I killed Beshogeg. V'ratzu anchi ir l'chabdo, yomer len rotzeach ani, don't give me so much covet, I killed by accident. Amrulo, they say, afal pike, no, we know it was Shogeg. We know you want to start your life again, we know why you're here, but we want to give you the covet anyway. Yekabel mehen, he's allowed to be makabel from them. Shenemar v'zed dvar rotzeach. One time he says, you know, this is what I did, just like the Malveh has to say Meshametani, and once he says it, once he's Yotzei. If the other person says, don't worry about it, we'll do this anyway, he is Yotzei. Interesting comparison, but that's the Mishnah, the two Dvar. Vizet Dvar HaRotzeach, Vizet Dvar HaShmita. Ir Miklat itself, if you remember, has really three messages about it. Right, three messages. If you look in the Birchas Peres, the Stipler talks about this on Parshas Maaseh. That's where Ir Miklat is about. Right, and the Achronim talk about this, whether it's Hatzala or Onesh. How much is Ir Miklat Hatzala? You run there so that the relatives don't kill you. Right, the relatives are very upset that even though you did this by accident, but we want to protect you. Ein Som Chanal Anes. No matter how much we tell them it was an accident, you know, they're not allowed to kill you. But we still want to protect you. And therefore we tell you run to the Ir Miklat. And hopefully by the time the Kohen Gadol dies, they'll be calmed down. So that is Hatzala. Or there's other evidence, there's evidence to both of these that it's an Onesh. It's a punishment. Right? It's Galus. Galus is Mechaper. Right? It's called Galus. The Ir Miklat is called Galus. And one, not just, even if there are no relatives. What if he's a ger and there's no relatives? So says the no by halachic relatives, but still you have to go there because it's still an idea of onesh that you have to be there away from where you live. Ubavadai says the Pirchas Teres harosech hazem mitkagea ma'od levaker al kapanim zman kot mevishpachto ubiiro ubenachalaso lachalapanim lachalapachas shalakala v'atar hikpida ma'od shlo yetsi misham. Right, you can't go out, as the Mishnah is described in Maseches Makos in the second parak. You can't go. So Hatzalah, Onesh, there's a third idea though. The Sefer HaChinuch, very interestingly, psychologically, has a third idea, and that is, it's for the psychological state of the relatives. Not that they're gonna kill you, but every time they see you, they're gonna remember the event. And it's going to open the old wounds. And therefore, don't be here. Don't be here for them. Don't be here for them. That's the chinuch in mitzvah tafyud, in mitzvah 410. He quotes all three. Number one, she itzara la tzar galus, she shakol kimak itzar misa, she nifrad adam e'ovav, umeyers malato, v'shochen kol yama v'mzarim, right? Number one, onesh. Number two, v'odi ishtikan olam b'mitzvah, k'mo shebir akazav she inasalam ze miyad goal adam, l'bal yargenu, al lo chamas b'kapav, shari shogikaya, v'oto elis b'davar. Number three, Libli yiru krove hamuke harotzeach leineim tamid b'makom shenasta hara v'chol darchei haTorah noam. Put it on the list. Zerachah darchei noam. And therefore, the Torah says, you know, go away for a while so that they don't have to have the pain, have the wounds opened again every time they see you. Interesting. Sefer HaChinuch, all three. That's a mitzvah tafyud. Okay. Says the Gemara. Prizbal, back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, Prizbal muktam, if I predate a Prizbal, kosher, that's okay. Right, I'm giving you a Prizbal, I'm the Malveh, and I predate it, that's okay. Why? Because it only hurts me. Mipreishu murakocho, because a Prizbal only works with loans that are already from before the Prizbal. So if I predate it, I'm just hurting myself. There are less loans covered by the Prizbal. Okay, I could hurt myself if I want. Va muchar pasal, but muchar is pasal. If I postdate it, So that's a problem, because really it's today, and if I post-date it for 6 months from now, then all the loans in between should not be subject to the Prizbal, and it will be, because I'm going to post-date it. So Mukhar Pasol, Mabrei Shemi Apakocho, because I'm giving myself undeserved power. But regular shtaris is the opposite. Shtarichov. What if a shtarichov? I owe you money. A lending, a shtar milveh. Shtar milveh is the opposite. Mukdam and psulin. If I borrow money from you today, and we write a loan that says I borrowed money from you 6 months ago, that's a problem. Because all the stuff that you sold to people in between, the malveh should not be subject to be able to go there to collect from mishubadim, to collect from mortgage properties that are already sold. But now, if the loan is predated 6 months ago, so then my obligation, my connection to the land preceded your selling this land, and I'd be able to go get it. So I'm hurting other people. I'm hurting the lakuchos. So shorei chova mukdam and psulin, because the malveh has extra strength now. But if I post-date a loan, that's okay. I'm only hurting, right? They're not going to be able to go and collect until later. So they're going to have more power. So I'm only hurting the loveh. I'm sorry, the malveh. I'm only hurting the malveh. The malveh is going to have less land to go and collect from. So therefore, that's okay if he agrees. But mucharin sheir b'neishu meira kochan. He is being worsening his state. Fine. Me, we switch the word modia. How do I know if it's muktam or meuchar? Who says that? Like I see a star with a prizbal star. How do I know? I have no idea whether this is predated or postdated. Says the Gemara, Shimon Barba, B'Shem Reb Yochanan, HaChasumin B'Shtar. The Edom on the Shtar tell us. They tell us that it is, right, it is, the date is wrong. So the Gemara says, how in the world could the Edom do that? Lokin Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, didn't Reish Lakish say, famous statement, Asu Divrei HaChasumin B'Shtar K'mish Nechrei Dusum Abezdin. Reish Lakish says, Gitin Daf Gimel in the Bavli, and here, now we could quote, right, Shvius Pehei, Edom chasumen al hashtar, Edom hasign on hashtar is as if they are standing in Bezdin, were cross-examined in Bezdin. If you sign a hashtar, that's Edus. And once you give Edus, you can't retract your Edus. Right? We know the principle is, kivan shehigid, shuvan echozer umagid. Right? Once you give Edus, you cannot go back on your Edus. So what is the Gemara talking about? The Edom come 6 months later and say, yeah, the hashtar is false. It's like undoing their Edus. Edom chasumen al hashtar, kemisha nechkra, Edusin bebezdin. So how could they go back on it? There is so much to talk about by Shtaris on that, Reish Lakish. I apologize. The Ritva has three deos in Ksubis Yudches for the source of Kivan Shehigid. Kivan Shehigid. Important three deos, just to know that makar. The Ritva has three. The Gemara has no source for it. That why you're not allowed to retract your testimony. I'll come out and say, I lied yesterday. Is that because you're not the Mesa Masma Russia? Right? You can't make yourself into a Russia. What if you give a good excuse why you said something yesterday? Okay, but how could they aid them do that? So the Gemara answers. Taman, over there, Reish Lakish is just talking about Ksham Rilo Chasam no Kalikar. If the Edom want to undo their Edas and say, we lied, that's for sure not allowed, and that's what Reish Lakish is talking about. Bramhacha, but here by the Prizbal, they're just clarifying, Amri alzeh chasamnu v'lo chasamnu alzeh. When we signed on the contents, but we didn't sign on the date. So they're not changing their testimony, they're just limiting what they testified about. We signed on this Prizbal, but we did not, maybe they added on the date afterwards. They're just clarifying that they never testified about this. And therefore, it's not a problem of Kivin Shehekid. Period. Says the Gemara more. This time tomorrow, we'll see if we'll start off with a discussion of Shtaris, but if not, another time. Be'ez Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So when the Gemara says that Shtar Muktam, let's say by Prizbal, a Shtar Me'uchar is Pasul. A Shtar Me'uchar is Pasul by Prizbal. So is that totally Pasul? Let's say I wrote a Shtar today. I write a shtar on, I don't know, in the middle of Teves, and I date it in a month from now, Me'uchar. So is it at least good enough from that date? Right? I'm going to say that more are included. Right? But what if, at least from today, the loans from before today, when it was actually written? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Psul and Mamish, totally puzzle, right? Machlokas, what this is going on, which of the two pasul categories in the Mishnah? Marafolda says it's going on shtar echov hamukdamin. A mukdam shtar in shtar echov. So that is pasul mamish. You can't collect at all from the shtar. Other mafarshim say he's talking about the Prizbal. Reb Shimon Lakish amarein amon el mishas aksav. Reb Shimon Reish Lakish says, no, as long as you know what date it really was, then you can go by that date. You don't see the whole shtar is thrown out. It's just the extra that was fake. That's what's possible. Vatani, but don't we have a brisa that says pruzbal bein muktam ma'uchar kasher bein amon lemishas aksav? You say by pruzbal, you're right. Puzzle if you did it as a mu'uchar, but you're still allowed to collect from the day that it was written. All the loans that were before the actual day that it was written are still covered by the pruzbal. Sim omer at kein b'shtaros ma bein pruzbal ma bein shtar. Wouldn't you say the same thing by shtarichov? Right? If you say it by pruzbal and we're comparing whatever's puzzle here, puzzle there, we would compare the psulim. That it's just the extra that's puzzle and not the ikker. So, no answer to that question, but that is how the Gemara ends. There shouldn't be a difference that we should say, right, as a proof to Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Right? There's a parallel discussion in the Bavli, in Baba Kama, and maybe elsewhere also, maybe in Matiah too. If I have a shtar that has ribis, sheishbo ribis, So it's puzzle. So am I allowed to collect my loan, the principal, if it's considered a shtar on the principal or just the ribbis? Does the ribbis ruin the whole shtar? Again, machlokas tanoim. But here, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Maybe we have 1 minute. Maybe just to read that ritva. So the ritva in Ksubis, Daf Yud Ches, has the three makoros. I'm not going to get the shtaros, but kimen shehigid, he says, one day is im lo yagid v'nasa avono. Kivan shelo higid shuv eino chozer umagid. It's a drashas chazal, similar to asher lo yivne es beis achiv by yibum. You choose once not to do yibum, you can never do yibum. You choose not once not to say his testimony, you can never change it. That's one day. V'acherim pirshu. Dimtim salomer, number two, the Ritva says, if you can always undo your testimony, then you'll never be chayiv a carbon shvuas ha'edus. Right? That carbon will just, what is that carbon? Remember, if somebody knows testimony about me, about my something that could get me money, and they lie about it, they say they don't know testimony, and they swear about it, and it comes out that they lied, they bring a carbon. What's that? But if you could always undo it, that the whole carbon would fall away. Right? If we know that they lied, and they could always retract. So that's number two. And he says, Valona here, the Ritva says, I don't like that shot, because like, okay, until there is a carbon, she was to aid this, but you know, still, maybe you could say, Shuas Eidus is when you didn't say anything. When you were Kovish your Eidus. And Kivash Higid is about when you want to change your Eidus. And therefore, I don't think, and he quotes another problem with that. Aval Anachom, but the one that he likes is, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. Alma, Al Mashahidu Bebezdin, Miskayim Adin. Eidim established the event. It's not established if they can undo it. And therefore, it says the Ritva, that's not established if they can undo it. So that's why that's the makar for Kivan Shehigid, according to the Ritva, because if you can undo it, so then it's not established. The Ribbal Chanan asks, what do you mean? So if Edom come, other Edom come, they could also knock out. So why should the future, right now it's established. If I can undo it, why should that undo it? Just like if Edom come, aren't they going to undo it? So you have to say, says the Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Aris, when other Edom come, they're just knocking it out, mikano lahaba. It was established until now, and now we think it's not established. That wouldn't be bad, according to this makar. But if somebody undoes their own testimony, that would be undoing it meikara, and it was never established. That's why it's only a problem that he's worried about if the person himself can undo it, and not if other Edom can come and undo it. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll stop. Shvius, jam-packed. Okay, we have two more daf here in Maseches Shvius.